Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and today we're down at Rosie Lee in central Manchester in the Northern Quarter, and I've been invited down to meet Ben Taylor. So good afternoon, Ben.
Hello,
it's great to finally meet you.
Yeah, you too.
We've been trying to arrange it for a long time, haven't we? But
finally.
Ben's very kind of influential, if you like, in the whole city centre Manchester scene. It's obviously buzzing at the moment, and Ben is an event manager.
Correct. Do events. You manage some bands. Hopefully, about to open a new venue.
Good stuff. So I thought it'd be nice for a bit of a different one, rather than speaking to a band itself, to speak to somebody from the opposite side, if you like. And Ben has got on his roster. There is an Oldham band on there, Feed the Kid, who are doing very well. Ben,
so, really great. New single out next week.
Yeah, good. We'll talk about them in a moment, but it's all very exciting, this kind of job of yours, mate. It's kind of quite envious. You're very busy. But tell us, or tell the listeners, how you got into this promoting and event management, etc.
I put on a birthday party for myself with some of my favourite bands and my own band.
When was this?
Day. In 2001, I think it was. So, yeah, was that 15 years ago? Wow.
Yeah.
At Night and Day Cafe, which my brother ran at the time.
I see.
It went really well, really busy, bands were buzzing. Thought, you know, should probably maybe do this again. So turn it into a monthly night called No Way Back. I think we lasted maybe 15 months with it. The pinnacle of it was the birthday party. We had like the Cortinas play their first show.
Wow.
We had the Whip play, Liam Frost and Pete from Elbow DJed. It was like a really big party. That feels like the kind of buzz that's around the city now, you know. It's kind of then it was like everyone was mucking in together. Everyone was turning up at other people's shows. That's what it was like then.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really been like that since. But
do you think it's troughed a little bit and now it's
I think
well,
so.
It's clearly at its peak again, isn't it? You can see, I mean, it's now kind of Wednesday afternoon, but it's just busy. There's people all over the place.
It's like you can feel it in the air, 100%. Yeah. You can. There's shows every night of the week.
Yeah.
You can't get away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And musically, I mean, musicians, bands, artists, you know, there's just loads out there, isn't there?
Yeah,
you know,
I wish I had a cloning machine.
So, I mean, you know, there's a bunch of venues down here as well that are sort of always busy and...
More so than ever in Manchester. You see it in the news recently with clubs closing down in London. You know, fingers crossed, it's not really been happening in Manchester. You get people from the out cities coming to events in Manchester. There's all day events, there's more festivals in Manchester City Centre than I know of in any other UK city throughout the year. You know, I've got the Neighbourhood Festival still to come, I've got Off the Record still to come. There's a bunch of them, which can only be a good thing.
Yeah, good. So obviously you are in charge of B33,
correct. Five of us involved.
Five of you involved, right? Yeah. Okay, and you've got a number of bands on your roster: Audio Web, obviously Feed the Kid, we've already mentioned, Chris Wise and the Hidden Revolution, Say to Play, Stilia, Hotspur Press, and a new band, Foxtails.
Correct.
So you're busy because obviously
busy.
there's plenty going on with those.
The good thing about these acts that they're all different. So there's nothing. They don't step on each other's toes. Instead of musically speaking. Which is great, which keeps it quite refreshing for me. They're not really scrambling over each other to jump on.
Yeah.
It's not like one going, hey, why am I not on that bill?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I think I've planned it quite well there.
Yeah. So how do you kind of tempt these bands in? What's the kind of...
Audio Web, completely different one. I used to be a fan 17 years ago, 18 years ago. I used to go to their shows, I was a big fan. And they followed me on Twitter, probably, what were you now, September, maybe in April time.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you guys, you're getting back together. You know, people like Dust Junkies were back together, Space Monkeys, all these bands were kind of like doing a thing. And he said, Maxi the drummer was like, maybe we should, you know, let's have a meet up and have a chat. And it was, I met up to have a chat about maybe doing a show. I kind of told my background and they went, we need someone to look after it. After us, we haven't got a thing. And by the way, we're going to be opening for the Roses in the Etihad. Ian Brown's asked us.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, brilliant.
Wow.
You know, this is great. And it's kind of spiraled from there. They got a tour coming up in November, so working with them is like a bit of a dream, you know.
Yeah. Feed the Kid have got I'm particularly interested in those because of their Oldham links, obviously, Oldham lads.
Yeah.
And you've done great with them.
It's again great lads to work with. You know, striving every minute of the day, which is good. Always keeps me on my toes.
Yeah.
Great set of lads. One of my favourite bands. Again, you know, it's like it's really nice to work with someone that you know. It's an easy sell.
Tell us about this this China jaunt.
China, right,
you,
okay.
Well, it's not a jaunt, is it? It's more of an extended tour, I think.
It's a very extended tour. Yeah. We've been speaking to the Chinese government since probably March time. I think it's early March, about possibly doing a Manchester invasion over there, like a Manchester calling with some of their Chinese bands, and vice versa, maybe bringing them back over here. I set up some links originally to, I think, Feed the Kid, Chris Wise, and Liam McClare, who we were looking after at the time. And they loved it. They said it's refreshing, you know, it's something that it's not happening over this way. Why don't we look at some shows? So since that to now, it's jumped to five of our acts going over there for a 3-month tour in 10 of the major cities.
Yeah.
With the record release coming out at the end of October. So they're all in the studio as we speak, finishing those off.
Yeah.
So they'll be released over there, a bit of a background before we get there.
When are they actually going over then?
Start of January. Yeah,
right.
Start of January. We'll come back at the end of March.
Right.
Have a month back, and then go back for 3 months, and then summer festivals again in the UK.
I know. Yeah. Obviously, it's such a. I mean, I've been to China myself, and it's such a huge, huge place. But why do you think the English lads, if you like, the English bands can be successful over there? I mean, it's different cultures, different.
Yeah,
and
I think
else, you know.
the door's really been shut in China for the last, well, it's probably open like 5 years, last 5 years it's kind of open again, but prior to that, I find it very difficult for bands to go over. If you look at tour dates, you barely ever see Chinese, you'll get the big hitters, you'll get like Jay-Z, you get Beyonce, you get all these bands go over, Coldplay, but the more kind of ground roots bands, you wouldn't tend to see. I mean, it's not the cheapest to get there, I suppose, it's, you know, whilst you're there. Mm.
It's cheap when you're there, yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Don't
sell them that.
Yeah.
and they want to fill this void between January and July. There isn't much live music going on at all. Their season starts in August and it goes to the end of the year. That's when their big shows are. So it was kind of like, why don't we try it in this season? People are itching to go to shows. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Well, do you, just on the again, the Oldham kind of angle, obviously, Craig Gill and Zach Thompson have just reopened at Tokyo's at Beer Keller
Live.
With you being in this city centre sort of hub, if you like, do you take much notice of the outlying areas?
Always.
Like your Oldhams and your Rochdales and your Stockports?
Yeah, absolutely. And Chorley and Preston, all these, you know, the kind of, all of our bands here, they'll all hit these places because, they're fundamental back in the day when I was playing in bands. I always love going to those places and doing like a Friday night show at like the Castle in Oldham or one of those things. And the lads are the same. They love it. I mean, the Feed the Kid played the launch of Beer Keller week before last. Mm. And they loved it. It was great. Mm. You know,
Do you see them as a bit like breeding grounds? Is that fair to say?
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, how many Oldham bands do you see playing events in the city centre and pressing all these bands? You see a bunch of them, right? Probably dotted up. We were talking earlier, maybe five or six bands from Oldham are on that bill. Mm. You know, it's not just coincidence that there is something there.
Good. Okay, then that's wonderful. So so we'll leave it there for now. I wish you all the best for your China trip.
Thanks very much.
Your ticket, you're going over for the full stint, are you?
Well, maybe not the full stint.
Right, okay. Thank you very much, Ben Taylor. Cheers.
Thanks
very much.